I invite you now to gently close your eyes, get comfortable right where you are, feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and together let's take in three deep cleansing breaths. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. Each of us is a child of God. Each of us inherits God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. This is our time of communion with Spirit, a time to let go and prepare a place in our hearts for all the blessings that are in store for us. Dear God, your love within us inspires a vision of a peaceful world, a world in which love and harmony are joyously expressed by people everywhere. We link our thoughts with those of others who share this vision that transcends geographic borders, language differences, and the vast richness of unique cultural expressions. Through your love, we allow peace to begin within our hearts and our minds, and we're inspired to express your love through acts of kindness, words of encouragement, simple consideration of others. We have faith that your love is filling the hearts and minds of people everywhere. And as your love is expressed, our world becomes more peaceful. Through your love, world leaders and the people of every nation are inspired to cooperate. As you live through each mind and love through each heart, new avenues of peace and cooperation are awakened. Through your love, dear God, we know how best to help our community, our nation, and our world be better places to live and work. We know, too, how to encourage others to do likewise. So we are grateful and we are thankful for this peaceful world. I invite you to contemplate these words and let them be your own. And ask you now to join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High, which can also be called the upper room. So we make our way to the doorway. But before we enter in, we remember it is necessary to release and let go. Release the emotional baggage, the mental baggage, the physical baggage, anything that is no longer serving. We allow it to fall away, and we pass through the door, and as we do, we feel so much love and light, so much joy. We take a seat and we feel at home. We are loved, we are loving. We are blessed, we are a blessing. Holy Spirit, you are our guide. You lead the way. We follow and we reap the rewards. Bless this spiritual community and all who enter in, and give us the courage to step forward each day to be your love in this world, to be your peace in this world. For just a few moments, let us be in the silence. Use this time to pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. We are grateful, Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers and you've answered them. Be our blessing today and always. And we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.